Happy New Year. I know it's mid-January, but I just wanted to say it anyway before it becomes February, and I don't say it to anybody. I always forget to tell people Happy New Year. So Happy New Year. Hey, if you're listening for the first time, this is Hustle and Glow, a podcast that is specifically geared for people just like yourself, people that are either small business owners, entrepreneurs, hopefully women of color. That's exactly what I am. So I'm hoping to attract the same exact and or a community that identifies or advocates for women of color, really. It could be because there's a lot of different reasons why we need support, we need advocates. And not the way that we used to hear, but in a different way to actually grow together and really build up the new community, the new sort of smaller world. Thanks to TikTok, we can jump into anybody's backyard and see how they're going and what they're doing, and really support people all across the global, I guess, community, just to make sure that we're healthy, we're happy, we're pursuing what we want to do, and we're letting the no's that we get ignite us, and we do it anyway. So that's kind of the gist of how I thought of what the podcast should be. And going forward, there's some really great add-ons. So we're going to be hearing none of this podcast, but in future podcasts and some of the past, we've heard from people that I work with, which is Lola and Grace, and they've been on my team for a while. Grace has been on my team for like 5+ years. Lola is new. She's about one joining the company, but you've probably seen her all over our social media. She's really great personality. And Grace has been one of those fundamental people where she helps. She's like the backbone of the company, and she helps us like with client relationships, creating stuff for clients. She's actually produces podcasts, and she helps edit it, does all the cool things that we need. And then Lola is the person, if you see a video about the podcast, she's probably shooting it. So yeah, more to come with that. And also I wanted to talk a little bit about how to get sort of activated once you're back in. Now, for a lot of people, like in the States or maybe even around the world, they're already been back to work for a while. In New Zealand, Australia, not that they're the same place, but in this part of the hemisphere, we're experiencing summer, and summer for the first time in warmer weather that we've been waiting. I've been waiting for, well, we skipped last year. I felt like we skipped summer last year. We kind of had like a spring summer, and it was a lot of rain, and there was a lot of clouds, and we never really got that vitamin D sun that we needed. And I have to say, like, I think this is day 3 or day 4 of getting in some sun. On Saturday, a while back, about a week back, I came back home from, I went to Los Angeles for about 3 weeks and went with family and, just like did little everyday things and probably put some TikToks up there. I think I got really emotional during the trip and even after the trip because I had to come back here. I didn't want to like edit any videos that I was going to put on TikTok or on social media in general because I was just like oddly homesick. And in the same weird way, as I'm homesick, I'm so glad to be back at my home here in Auckland, New Zealand. And this Monday I'm going back to work and I'm so excited to just sort of like come back, look at some work colleagues / friends and really connect with people I've been wanting to connect with for a while. So it's that part of me. And then, you know, coming back from Pasadena, it was just sad. I'm just driving around and going, wow, this is such a great little space and place. And I wanted to do so much. I wanted to live in this part of the neighborhood and I wanted to do all these things. So it was feeling really nostalgic. But if you were to say, hey, where are you, like, if you can live anywhere in the world right now and you proved that you have, where would you live? And it would definitely be here. I would probably flirt with Italy because the weather is kind of like California in spots. So I'm sort of thinking about that as well, but I don't know. I just love it here. It just reminds me of home away from home, and it's calmer. It's not as I don't I, the tension of the city. We have a city, but it's really tiny, and it's the best of both worlds. Like, it's not overly much, but I do have a city feel to it, and I don't know. So it's just easier, I think, is a thing, right? So it just feels really easy. But as I'm reemerging and looking into work, and one of the things that I thought about was, like, last week was my first week at work, and I was going, like, yeah, I'm not gonna go in the office. Like, I just can't do it. I feel like because summer here is happening in New Zealand, I felt very much like, okay, I need to softly reemerge and, like, work from the home office. So if I feel inspired to walk or go to the beach, which is like literally walking across the street and there's the beach, it's just gorgeous. I live in a great place. But with that all said, it would be just amazing to just sort of reemerge really slowly. And I know that we can't all do that. Like, I'm lucky enough to be the boss where I work, because I own my own agency. But there are a couple of things I thought in reflecting back of what we could probably pull away from, like things that we could all use. I mean, for me, definitely year round, because I get into these cycles where I'm like, oh wow, that was a quick 12 hours still working, you know what I mean? Like, or I do this thing where, like, okay, I've done 6 hours, I'm just gonna take a little break and I come back, and then it's 4 or 5 more hours. Like, it's insane. So I gotta actually be really, just aware that I don't need to do that anymore. Actually, if I do a lot of that, I'm gonna reach burnout. And if I reach burnout, I'm not gonna be productive. So it's really about harnessing, just my energy level to make sure that all year round it's great. So one of the things I was thinking about was, just really just sort of re-emerging really easily, taking those walks, making sure if you're feeling inspired, like, you need to, like, go and do something. And sometimes it's just movement, sometimes it's a good walk. For me, what helped me last week were two Pilates classes I took. And then on Saturday morning, I did what's called a fullness EMS class. And that's you're like, you do a really intensive workout with electrodes on you so that it can equal about 3 1-hour workouts. I know it's insane, but it makes my body feel amazing afterwards, especially since I sometimes have back issues. So I know that, so mental health for me is walking. The anything that's moving my body makes me feel great. That actually helps me too. And trust me, I'm no athlete. Like, I'm no athlete, and I want to be cute with myself. Go, I'm a mid-sized girl, but I'm bigger than that. And I'm just, I wouldn't say I'm starting my physical journey, but I am starting it. I think in the year two of doing stuff I really like and workouts I really enjoy that make me sort of replenish myself. And I didn't even know I can do that with working out. So it's still figuring out how I can incorporate a little bit more. And then thanks to Shelly, who is my wellness coach, she's helping me with my challenges and prepping food and doing all of that. But that's really helpful because when this next week that's coming up, I have an event. I'm meeting people in the office for the first time. I'm talking to new prospective clients. I'm doing so much this week. I got a little nervous and I went, oh, this is actually a really good podcast, because a lot of us are probably, whether you've been in it for a while, it might be picking up work, or you might be going back, if you live in this part of the world and you're like, oh, that's so much. And I really didn't even rest after, the holiday. Yeah, so I get it. I mean, I'm right there with you. I was also reflecting a lot back on one of my favorite books, and I talk about her all the time. It's Kate Northrup, and her book is Do Less, and it's really revolutionary because the philosophy is about the importance of the quality of the rest that you have so that you can achieve life balance, and that will help you basically. And those two elements that you really need when you're working is productivity and it's creativity. So the more that you embrace rest or find ways to actually get the rest that you need, And sometimes rest and getting rid of all of that, I call it like spider webs in your head, can be a walk. And it actually is a restful moment because you're not in front of your computer, you're not on the phone, you're not doing all of these things, you're not trying to balance your household as well or whatever's going on there. You are there for you. And I've noticed that there is a really good difference, and it makes me feel really positive. And also being aware of my nervous system. So there is something that she talks about a lot, Kate Northrup, and a lot of her teachings and her classes, and it's the nervous system regulation process. And one of it is, in one of her podcasts, she said, it's not about being calm. I'm paraphrasing. It's not about being calm. But the nervous system regulation is about when you're at choice. So if you're doing things, and I'll give you an example. So if you're doing things at work and you have a manager that's literally over your shoulder, that's micromanaging, that's really pushing you, and you're like, yep, I got all these tasks that I have to do. I've just had a meeting with this person. We prioritize every single thing that is important. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm just going to get at it. And I'm going to get to it. I'm doing it in the middle of that process. And you're starting in. And if you do, sometimes for me anyway, if you do the kind of work that I do, you're about just diving in and specifically putting a lot of attention into it and really specifically putting a lot of energy into it. So when somebody pulls you out, it actually can be painful. I know for me, if somebody pulls my attention away, it can be painful. So you have to sort of like stop and realize that pain is because you're not at choice. And you're not regulating yourself by the things that you need when you have somebody that keeps tapping on you. So what's important when you do have those little catch-up meetings in the week is to confirm that what you're doing, so that if you explain, so I can perform the best quality work that I can do, is that I actually need to get this all sorted out, planned out, and taps on my shoulder in the middle of my process really helps slow down the work process where I have to stop and then restart and gain that momentum again. I think really getting, and for me, I think one of my biggest things that I've noticed this past year is that my they say comms over here, right? So your communication or your comms, my need severe improvement. I am not communicating with my team the way I want to communicate. So that's something that I really have to work with. And I also have to tell them, hey, this is the way that I like working. So this whole past, I guess, week, all I've been doing is kind of like I always do each year, right? It's like in the beginning of January, I sort of tear everything down. And then I build everything back up again, including content for my company, what we're going to talk about, what are we going to actually promote in the first quarter, what are we going to go into, and then I'm organizing everything else. If there's events, if there is clients that we need to talk to, are we going to help them with their events, or what other marketing elements that we need to do, aside from social media and our agency side, we do other elements for marketing. I mean, anything from pamphlets to websites, content writing, all the rest of it. We do all of that. So I'm coordinating everything. And as I'm doing this, I'm wondering, hey, what about the power of rest? And little things like that. Like the power of rest is really a strategic move. It really is, because it can help rejuvenate your mind, rejuvenate exactly what is what's important, the whole stuff. So that's been really, really interesting. One other thing that I put down, I actually wrote a blog about this. So if you want to read it, you can. But one of the other elements that I was really tapping into and it was really bothering me is being more vocal about shared like household chores and stuff like that. So anything from laundry or prepping, cooking, like I need my partner to step up. I'm married. I've been with my husband for nearly 15 years, both boyfriend, girlfriend, / married. I think it's probably a little bit more than that. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Like I need to communicate a little bit more on what I need so that I can, have a really equal sort of partnership. And two, not only that, but I also need it to be something that will help me sustain myself during the week when I'm really, really busy. So that's a strong benefit for sure. To get something like that would be really, really helpful. The other thing is the essence of creativity. A lot of the time when you're thinking about creativity, you need to take those more walks. I always think of, okay, and then this is the other thing that I really, really put in there, but I hate it so much because I get it takes me a long time to do that whole stillness and reflection and meditation. I know when you do it, it's profound and impactful, and it helps you make business decisions. But I always struggle with that because my mind is always ticking, it's always busy. But definitely, if you're able to do it, amazing. I tend to do my best stillness is just before I go to sleep, and I actually just because I don't want to go into the rhythm of like, oh, let's create a to-do list before I go to bed, because that's one thing that I struggle in my stillness practice. Instead, I just imagine, okay, so all the things that are done, how does your life look? And I always do like these very amazing, crazy things. Like I'm always looking at my wrist and looking at what jewelry or watch I have on, in relationship to my environment. Like I'm looking for my watch or to see what time it is as I sit down on the Ritz-Carlton, ready to be getting checked in, and my husband's doing that. Or little things like, or I'm looking down on my watch and I see my gorgeous shoes and I see the subway for maybe the underground in London. Like I purposely put myself in other spots that I will be at eventually, as my success and my plans actually work out for me. So I always look at that. Or even like my absolute dream, crazy dream for work is that I get this kind of office at my co-shared space, and I work with women that I really truly like and respect, and that it's almost like a mastermind. It's not even an office. It's like, yeah, we come there, we get coffee, we chat, we get inspired by each other. Like maybe we'll just like shoot conversation over and say, hey, what do you think of this? What do you think I should do? And then we get our best ideas from. We feel really, really supported. And that's a space I've been dying for the last 15 years to create. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, but it would be so cool that it happened this year. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, like, wow, there's an opportunity and there's great people to be around. I really, really would like that. But a lot of it, all of these ideas and everything has a lot to do with reading. So I am gonna be mentioning books. In fact, next week I'm gonna be talking about a book review. That I absolutely love, but books really inspire me. They get me to the next step. What is my next big dream? What do I need to share? What do I need to actually help create with the world? And so I really feel like with my clients and soon to be online clients, what we can collaborate together is going to help us, particularly women, go to the next step in confidence and at choice. Such a big deal. Anyway, I just wanted to say those few bits. Look forward to 2024, and thank you so much for listening. Bye for now.